This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The hadith says, "Ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi." The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I will treat each one of my slaves as he or she perceives me." So how you think Allah is going to treat you, that's how you're going to be treated. Because if you think that Allah won't forgive, that is an insult to Allah. It's an insult to Allah. How do you expect to be treated then? When you believe that He was not the most forgiving, most merciful. But when you believe Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful, and you keep trying. Remember, when you want the mercy of Allah, one thing that is required of you is the trial. You need to try. Even if you falter and dilly-dally, you need to try. And you need to keep trying. You cannot say, "I'm going to commit all the sins on earth and, you know, I firmly believe Allah is going to forgive me." Because that again is playing into the hands of the devil. That's what shaitan wants you to do, to have a false hope. But the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, whoever wants to enter Jannah will enter. In fact, in one narration he says, all of you will enter paradise except he or she who refuses. The reason is, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked him, well, who would refuse? He says, whoever follows me will enter Jannah. And whoever doesn't has refused. And what is the following of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You will obey the obligations, you will stay away from the prohibitions, and you will seek forgiveness for the mistakes you've made. As simple as that. So when we seek the forgiveness of Allah and we have firm conviction that Allah is Ghafoor, Rahim.